Today's daf is daf Nun. Boy, we're really getting ahead here. And we were holding in the middle of the sugya, which was the case where the person was going to make aliyah, ended up not making aliyah, wanted to get the house back, give his money back to the buyer. And Rava had told him that it was Dvarim Shebalev, and I'm Dvarim, and we can't allow him to cancel the sale. So we were looking all over for places where we could prove that Dvarim Shebalev, and I'm Dvarim. And we found a couple of places, and in each one of them, we had said that it was unique, maybe because of chumras, maybe because a person wanted, in that case, deep down, to do the things that he was doing and claiming that he wanted to do, even though we knew he didn't. So about one-third of the way down, Elom Rabbi Amihach, Bekulam Ava Bishamra. This is the big proof. Now we're finally getting to the crux of the reason that the Gemara is here, which is our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ava Bishamra, with the woman in a case where the man had said that I'm making the Kiddushin Almanat X, Y, or Z. And she says, look, you know, I didn't really care. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Billy B. Ayalit Kadesh, I was willing to accept Kiddushin from him no matter what. I didn't care if he had children, he didn't have children, if he had a shivcha in the house or not. Nonetheless, Afa Pikin Enam Mekudesh, the Kiddushin is not Chal. Why? I mean, she's saying, Ha'akamra Billy B. Ayah, I wanted to be Mekudesh to him. So therefore, you see, says Rava from here, that despite the fact that somebody says something like that, it doesn't mean anything to us. Says, what kind of proof is that? I mean, the case in our Mishnah is where there was a verbal condition. He said, I am being Mekadesh you with the understanding that I don't have kids. Right? So she says, okay, I'm accepting the Kedusha. Then she says, but I didn't really care about the fact that he said that. I mean, obviously something that is not verbal is not going to be able to move out to something that is verbal. You're talking about a case where a guy just sold a house and the context was that he was moving to Israel. And you're saying, well, he didn't say anything, but neither did anybody else. I mean, over there, how do you know Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim? That's the problem. So this mission doesn't prove a darn thing. So we have the same problem now. Where did Rava get it from? So the Yom HaShanei Hatam, isn't that different in our mission? Because given the Atnei, since he did make such a condition, Lavko Kamina, she can't come along and say, well, in my heart, I undid that condition. And the condition was verbalized. So she can't akra leilatzna'e, she can't undo the condition that the Kedusha were given her. Elam Rebchia Barav, and I'll tell you, we had a story like this where a guy came in exactly like what happened with Rava. Uvda Havibe Rebchista, and Rebchista didn't know what the halacha was. So he went to Rav Huna at the Paskin, and Rebchista be Rav Huna, and Rav Huna brought him a raya from the following, which is interesting because this was part of our whole story throughout the sugi here about shlichut. We've been talking about Me'ila, and we're going to talk about Me'ila later. And here is another case that we're going to bring in Me'ila. Of course, they're all just accidental, which is, you say to an agent, will you please bring me money from the windowsill or money from the cabinet? Now, the agent brings that money. That money was Hegish money. So then he goes and he says, go to the makolet, use this money to buy me a lachmaniyah. And he does. The guy comes back and the balabayit says, oh my God, you took that money. I meant the money on the left side. You took the right side. The right side money belonged to Hegdesh. And the balabayit said, I never meant for you to take that money. I was talking about the money on the other side. Doesn't matter. Because he didn't say that. He said, bring me money from the windowsill. He didn't say, bring me money from the left side of the windowsill. So kivan shevilo mize balabayit ma'al. And that means that the balabayit created an agent over here who ended up doing the avera. And we learn out, as we said before, chet chet bitruma, that by me'ila yishliach with var avera. So because of that, the balabayit is chayav. Now how can the balabayit be chayav? Where he's saying, I'm telling you, man, this is not what my intention was. So you see that your intention is irrelevant. It's what you said that counts. You didn't say anything different. Now, it's perfectly reasonable for the guy to say that being as there was Hegdash money and Chulin money, I mean, it's obviously I don't want you to go ahead and use the Hegdash money. So you're going to say over there that it's the same thing as the guy was making Aliyah. Look, obviously, why would I sell my nice house? Only because I was trying to be able to leave the country and make Aliyah, which I didn't do. So here too, when the guy says, I mean, why would I want him to take the Hegdash money? We said, well, we know you didn't want to take that money, but since your statement was to take that money, in a group, the Hekesh's money. We're very sorry, and therefore you're responsible, despite the fact that deep in your heart, you did not want to take Hekesh money. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, do we really know that? I mean, the guy is now trying to, he was discovered. So he's trying now to get out of the responsibility, right? So how do we know that that's not what he wanted? Maybe he's trying to get out of the responsibility and to say, well, no, I didn't mean it. And, but the truth is, we don't have any clear indication that he's not a goner. I mean, as far as we're concerned, maybe he didn't know. He didn't know the difference. And he didn't have in mind anything. Now he's saying, oh, right. Of course, I didn't want him to take that. You didn't even know it was that. You weren't aware of the fact that it was there. Maybe. Or maybe you even did want him. So how do we know? Therefore, this really is a Dvarim Shebalev, which is really unexpressed in any way. The situation is not Mechayev either. Well, I mean, if that's really what he wanted to do, to potter himself from the carbon, I mean, all he needed to say was, I was mazed. So if he's mazed, there's nothing to me'ilah b'mazed. All he needs to say is, well, yeah, I knew, but I wanted him to take that. If you want him to take that, you're not Chayev a carbon. Because all of the dinim and me'ilah are only there in order to get you a kapara. If you're a stamaganav, then it's no different than anybody else. Well, I mean, the guy's not going to say, I'm amazed. I mean, lo avid inish ma mashvinafi rishia. He doesn't want to make himself be a Russia to tell people I want, even if it was true. Okay, so, but he's got a very easy out that we could believe him. I mean, avilei loymar niskarti. All he needed to do was to say, you know what? Before the guy got to the makolet, as soon as he got out of the door, I jumped up and I said, oh my God, he's got the money of Agdash. This is terrible. I ran out. The guy was already gone, got to the makolet. The cell phone was off. What could I do? So in that case, what's the halacha? If the balabayit knows that it's hekdesh before it takes place, so then it's not the shlichut. He was mevatel the shlichut, obviously. The shliach in that case would be mo'al, as it says in the braita. Because the Tanya, niskar ba'alabayit, velo niskar ha-shliach, ha-shliach mo'al. Since he should have, therefore, been able to say that, so now we do believe him about what's in his heart. Elamai, we don't care. In other words, yes, you didn't mean it, we understand, but it's not what you said. So clearly, Dvarim Shebalev. And I'm Dvarim, even though there's strong indications that this is the reality. Now, there was another case where Rahu Gavad is Abnino Nirse Adaita Lamesik Ari Yisrael. In another case, a guy had sold his property, and he said, I'm selling this property because I intend to go to Israel. It's not that we know, he said it. What happened is, he went, and it turned out that all of the promises of the Sofonut were a bunch of lies, and there was no mashkanta, there was no job, there was nothing. So things didn't work out. Velo itadirle. And so he ended up not being able to find a place to live. And he came back. So says Rava, well, I mean, the guy said he's going. What do you think? When a guy says, I'm going, you think that means I'm going and selling my stuff in order to come back? When he says, I'm going, it means I'm going in order to live there. And I'm assuming that I will be able to make a successful aliyah. So called the Sulik, when a guy goes, I mean, it's clearly Adai to Lamedaru. It wasn't the trip that was important. It was that he'd be able to stay. Vaholo Itarle, things didn't work out for him, and he couldn't stay. So now he has a right to get his money back because he said beferish that he's selling it without understanding. Whereas others say that on the contrary, the psak was Adai to Lamesa. Look, he said, I'm selling this because I want to make a trip to Israel. Now he knows that there's dangers. I mean, he's trying it out. But he understands that lots of people, they try it out and it doesn't work. But, so he didn't say that. He didn't say, and if I make a successful, he said, I want to try it out. So you did try it out. So it didn't work. That's not our problem. I mean, so now go buy yourself another house. So Vasalika, he went, and he didn't say anything beyond that. Now there was another guy, Yahu Gavit is Abdina Lirse Adaitim Amesik Lari Yisrael. This guy sold things. He said, I'm selling it to go to Eretz Yisrael. L'sof Vasalika, and then he didn't go. Ravash says, Ravash, so. What do you mean, in the end, he didn't go? So he boy Solik to go. When you're coming back to the guy and said, well, I didn't go. I want my money. I want my house back. What do you mean, he didn't go? So you get on a plane and go. What are you coming to me for? This is not my problem. This is your problem. Now, others say, Ikidiyami, that what Ravashi said was not, well, if he wanted to, he could go. But what Ravashi says was, I don't understand. If he wanted to go, couldn't he go? Isn't that the same thing? No, says Gemara, it's not the same thing. My binayu, there's a difference between them. Because iki binayu di tialid unsa bedarka. The difference is over here that if you say it as, I don't understand, couldn't he go? Is there some kind of problem? So according to the first Lashon, the idea over there was that if you wanted to work things out, so meaning, okay, you want to wait until you get a police escort, because what? Because you heard that there's pirates, the Somalis are active, so they wait until the pirates are taken care of, you know. Or find yourself a naval escort. But there certainly are ways. I mean, so if you wanted to, you could go. It's your responsibility. Whereas the other Sarashi understands it, and many other Rishonim as well. There's different Pshatim. Whereas when you ask it as a question, it's, I don't understand. Was there a problem? When you say it that way, I didn't say, was there a problem? If indeed there was a problem, the problem could have been that there have been a lot of plane crashes. I'm scared to travel by plane. Oh, okay. So there's a problem, and so we understand why it is that you're not going. Now the question is, how much we take into consideration a type of onus that's understandable but not fatal. I mean, there are ways around it. When a person says something like that, is it enough that there is some problem, or is he saying it has to be an onus that there's no way around the problem? That would be the two lashonos in Abaye. Now, as our president asked yesterday, and I promised that we would address this before the end of the discussion, the truth is that this entire issue of Dvarim Shebalev is an extremely iffy proposition all along. Let's consider something. A guy makes a condition. So he wants to go buy a field, or he wants to make a kiddushin. And he says, you know, I'm making this kiddushin because I'm going to get a raise, and I finally feel that I can handle a home. He doesn't get the raise. So is that considered to be a tznai? I mean, last I heard, there was a whole big deal about requiring a tznai, k'bnei gad, k'bnei reuven, it has to be a tznai kafel, and if you don't say the tznai in exactly the right way, it's not a tznai, even though you articulated it. So this is crazy. What do you mean? If articulation doesn't help, so you're going to tell me Dvarim Shebalev does help? I mean, how does that work? It sounds nuts. The Tosis is very bothered by this. I mean, we seem to have this vast spectrum of things where we're ready to consider. We're going to be getting now into Mishnayos, as we've often found, we introduce the sugya really. We're going to be getting now into the Mishnayos that we raised, where a person made assumptions about the kind of woman he's marrying. He never even said anything about it. So we have this vast spectrum between conditions that we're trying to create, legal conditions where I wouldn't have known anything about it if you hadn't said anything about it. To the type of things, well, everybody means that when they go ahead and do something. So the truth is, as Tosis explains on yesterday's Amud, the truth is that spectrum is central to appreciating the halacha. Because, let's say, for instance, a guy says, I'm letting you use my etrog on condition that you give it back to me. Okay, what happened to Tanai Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven? And if you give it back to me, so then it was a good Natina. But if you didn't give it back to me, it's not a good Natina. No, you didn't say that. So because of that, I should be able to keep your etrog. If you're giving me your etrog, you didn't make a properly formed condition. So the condition is bato, the Natina is kosher. Why not? So the first attempt that Tosu says is that there are those shitas who try to make a difference between a monetary Tanai and an Isser Tanai. Something that has to do with condition, something that has to do with the sale. As Tosis points out, Tanai Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven is a monetary issue, right? And it's where it is that your space in Eretz Yisrael is. That's not Isser. It does help by monetary issues. So therefore, Tosis says like this. There are gradations, and we need to clarify those separate gradations in this issue. So where your statement triggers a clear understanding of what the intent is. The guy says, Almanat, that you give me back my Isser. There you don't need a Tanai Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven, but you do need a statement. Because I mean, not everybody's aware of the fact that we need a Matana Manatachzir and that this is a din of Lachem. And so he may think he's lending you the Yeser. Many people think that. But once you say it, then you've entered into that sphere in which obviously the intent over here is to make a binding condition with all that involves, and therefore we don't need the condition. Because it now switches into what everyone knows. And what everyone knows is an umdana. So once we have an umdana, so then already we don't need a condition at all, so we don't need a properly formed condition. Because it's a given that this is the intent of such a sale. Now the same thing is true in certain conditions, says Tosfos, where, such as the case over here of the making aliyah. There are many other elements that we need to consider. I mean, the guy could be making Aliyah because he's running away from the feds. I mean, we have no idea what's going on, right? So the point is, he wants to sell out. Fine. I mean, he wants to sell out and he's making Aliyah. But there's other things. He wants to sell out because he's making Aliyah to escape from the feds, and therefore he better get rid of his property because it's going to be taken away by the IRS, and he wants to take the money and put it somewhere else, and part of that is making Aliyah. Don't tell me that, because we know that he's making Aliyah, so that defines a given that that's got to be the conditions of the sale. That's not true. But there, too, once there would be an indication, so then in Hinami, it enters into the type of things that we understand. Okay, you're saying that this is the important thing. Now we're going to take that at face value, and it's now going to become Nunumdana. Now, there are even other things, as Tosis points out, where everybody means that. So in other words, somebody's Makadesh Aisha, and it turns out that nobody knew that she doesn't have any legs, because she's been using this prosthesis. So we say, well, I mean, it's assumed that when a person marries a woman, he assumes she has legs. There we don't need an indication from you. That's a given umdana. So again, there are gradations. Now those gradations make the discussions in the Gemara very complex, because why was the Gemara assuming then necessarily the relationship of the Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael is the equivalent of the relationship of the I thought she was a Kohenet. I mean, so these kind of things now make the sugya definitely very, very iffy, and you have to go through it on that level to try to figure out what's happening. But this is why I've given you some background about what you might have to take into consideration in some of these things. So it isn't a black and white issue at all. And obviously, there's extremes here. So the extreme of Tnai Gud B'nai Gud B'nai Ruvain, where something is completely legalized, and it's not something I would ever have come up with on my own, to something that anybody knows without even the need to talk about it, those things are very, very different. And then we have a lot of space in the middle. This does this right here on Amid Beis. Memtas Amid Beis. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. Mr. President, if you're finished chewing gum, we're ready. Ha'omer l'shlucho, tzei v'kadesh li isha plonit b'makom ploni. So, as you recall, we had come up with this question of marim makom. We were talking about a shliach. We spoke yesterday about sometimes when you give instructions to a shliach, you mean those instructions to be absolutely definitive of what the shlichut consists of. And in other cases, they're added information. So over here, a guy says, go and be makadesh me, a woman, in such and such a place. Now, we could understand that to mean the woman is in such and such a place, and, you know, if you're going to give her Kedushin, it would sure be good if you would meet her. So, you know, I have to tell you where she is. No, says the Mishnah. The understanding is that it's the definition of the Shlichut. Be Makadosh be a woman in such and such a place. If he now goes and he's Makadosh her in another place, b'makom acher, then she's not Makudesha. On the other hand, if you say, be Makadosh me such and such a woman, she is located in such and such a place. So he b'makom ploni, and then he finds her somewhere else, he gives her the kedushin elsewhere. Harezo mekudesh, then that's a fine kedush. V'tznanam egabe gittin kai gavne, we find exactly the same situation by gittin, exactly the same mission. Ha'omer t'nu getzeli ishti b'makom ploni. V'natana b'makom acher pasul. So if he says, give my wife a divorce at such and such a location, and he gives the divorce in another location, it's possible. But if he says, give my wife a divorce, I hear she's in Manhattan. And he gives it, he finds her somewhere else. And the truth is, we need both of these mishnayot, because it isn't clear what the elements are in the case that make us think that he really cares. And the truth is, we need to have some basis for assuming that it makes a difference to him. And I need the both Mishnayos to indicate the issues. V'tzricha. Let's say you would have told me by Kedushin. So Yashman got the Kedushin. I would say that since we're talking about the Makom de la Korvaka Adam, he is trying to get her to agree to marry him, right? Now there's places where people don't like you. So there may be a location in which if you try to give Kedushin to a woman, everybody's going to give her a telephone call and say, you got to be crazy. You don't want to marry that guy, right? So it's interesting. Kurvagad, the Baha'i Aturacham, really, Veloma Mali Miloyali, what the man may be saying to the Shliach is, in such and such a location where I told you to go, people like me, and they're not going to sit around talking Lashon Hara about me. But Baha'i Atra, where you went, suddenly, they hate me, and over there, everybody's going to be calling her up, and Mali Miloyali, and that will actually cause your whole shlichut to be a disaster because she won't accept the kedushin. Avagabi gitin, where Mashenkin over there, we're talking about giving a divorce. What do I care where you give a divorce? So over there, let people talk. What do I care? On the other hand, let's say what about the Mishnah by Gerishin? Yeshmin Gabi Gerishin, since the Gerishin is itself an embarrassing event. Now here, there's two different issues. When it comes to the Kedushin, what we're worried about are things that are not innate in Kedushin, but that might actually affect the Kedushin. When it comes to the Gittin, there's no way to affect the Gittin because it makes no difference what people think about it. However, we are dealing with something which is innate in giving a get. So there's two completely different issues. The question over here is there may be places where I'm more sensitive to embarrassment. So I don't want to go back to my native town where everybody's going to be, oh my God, I got divorced. Yeah, go to Nevada somewhere and give the divorce, you know. We're over there if you're not divorced, they think you're crazy. So that's the place to go. So therefore, Gabi Gerishin, I would say, Bahayatu Nechale Denivze. Look, I don't care about giving a divorce in Nevada. But Bahayatu Lo Nechale. I don't want to give a divorce in this other town. Well, you gave it. Mashenkin by Kedushin, I mean, well, you know, Kedushin's a nice thing. The act itself is a nice thing. So Emelech Batle. Therefore, Tzricha, do we take into consideration both Mishnayos, Hakam Tomei Yechidish, taking into consideration things that are innate in the act, taking into consideration things that may affect the actual event. Somebody says, I want to make this Kedushin. On condition that this is a woman, I don't have to worry about all types of oaths and vows and stuff. She's just like a straight shooter. It turns out she's one of these weirdos. So she doesn't eat non-organic eggs or whatever. So there ain't a mekudesh. But how about if Kansastan? How about if he just marries a woman? Now, you'll notice that this is, hopefully you'll remember, that this is a Mishnah which can be understood as Konsastam after giving her the Kedushin Almanat and then proceeding to the Chuppah and not mentioning it. Or it could be another case. A guy, Stam, marries a woman, unrelated to the opening case where he met. That was a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel that we had in Ksivis. And the question over there was how to read the Mishnah. Okay, but we see there's two possibilities. According to some, if you do the Knisa Stam, even though you said before Almanat, you were Meichel on the Almanat, because you didn't mention it again, and you certainly don't want that you should be sleeping with this woman without a real marriage. So you obviously have given up on it, and you figure, okay, whatever, you know. But others learn. Then according to Shmuel, in a Chinami Kansastam, we'd have to say it would be a different case. Now it turns out there's a Nidorim. But you didn't say anything. So in that case, teitzei shelo bichtuva, the Kedushin itself you have to worry about because we no longer have a clear indication. However, because of the fact that it is exceedingly common that people would not want somebody with Nidorim, or it could be because he said initially at the Kedushin, again, depending how you read the Mishnah, that he was makban on Nidorim, so she has to be able to prove that he was not misled, because Amotzi Michaviro, all of our ayahs are there. We can't say we're going to go lechumra to require a get. We say go lechumra to require payment. That's not lechumra. That's for you. It's lekula. So therefore, she has to be able to prove it, and she can't. So there's no ketuvah, but there needs a requirement for a get. Amanat she'in alea mumin, minim tuba mumin, in a mekudesh. He says, I want a woman with no blemishes. So then, if there are, then she's not kedusha. But if konsastam, minim tuba mumin, again, we have the same issue that we had before. So, over there, we have also an assumption that people are makbid on the type of mumin that pasul kohanim. So, those mumin would also pasul the woman, so that she would have to prove that he's not makbid if she wants to collect her ketuvah. Now, we found the Mishnah repeated. This Mishnah occurs in Ketuvot, and it occurs in Kedushin. Why is the same Mishnah occur in two places? Because the Mishnah is addressing two issues, obviously. It's addressing the dinim of Kedushin L'chumra in one way, and it's addressing the issues of Ketuvah Motzi Mechaver L'Varai another way. So each Masechta is bringing it. Okay, Kedushin it's Trichalet. Here we need it in the context of Kedushin, but, I mean, what are we going to do? Cross out the part about the Ketuvah? And so we brought the din of the Ketuvah out to Kedushin. So because of the Kedushin, we mentioned the din of the Ketuvah. Whereas Hatam over there, the main focus was the din of the Ketuvah. So Ketuvot Yitztrichalei, And we brought along the din about the Kiddushin, Lechumra, Otu Ketuvot. HaMekadesh Shtei Nashim Meshava Pruta. Man, oh man, this guy's really got it made. So he wants to take two women for the price of one. Now, obviously, neither of them are good, because it was not a Sheva Pruta for each one. Or, for that matter, he just wants one for less than a Sheva Pruta. You know, it's these guys that argue in the supermarket about whether, when it says two Cokes for $1.99, whether that means that you can actually get one for half. So that's what he wants to do now, one for a Pachim Sheva Pruta. Now, afterwards, the guy sends very beautiful gifts that are expensive. I mean, he made the Kedusha for Pachas B'Shava Pruta, but my God, he sent her half of his sandwich the next day. So, Afa Pisha Shalas, he sent her gifts, the Akramikan, that were worth more than a Shava Pruta. Those gifts do not count for the Kedusha. And I'm a Kedushin. Why? Because he was sending those gifts based on his false assumption that the original Kedusha was a good Kedusha. So now that I have a Kala, I'm going to send her some gifts. But he doesn't intend that this half a sandwich, which is worth a Sheva Pruta, should now be the act of the Kiddushin. So it's Machmat Kiddushim HaRishonim Shalach. Now the same thing is true of a Kotan. A Kotan is Makadish. Now the Kiddushin of a Kotan is useless. A week later he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Now he's a big Bar Mitzvah boy. Now he's ready to send gifts. Aha. Question is, are those gifts meant to be the real Kiddushin? So he saved up some of his lunch money. Now he has enough to actually send a Kiddushin. So he sends a Kiddushin. Or, says the Mishnah, same thing, that the intent was actually to give gifts to his putative Kala, who actually was not a Kala at all, because he'd been Kaddish as a cotton, and therefore there's no Kiddush. No, on the contrary, the Yundan is that he intends Machmat Kiddushi. The Tzricha. Now we need, actually, all three cases. Two for one, one for half, and then half pint. Because the Yashmin and Shava Pruta, I would say, look, the guy bought two for one, so he figures, you know, but I did spend serious money here, because, I mean, a Shava Pruta left my pocket. I didn't know you need one Shava Pruta for each one. Good heavens. So, you know, that's women's lip for you. So he figured, since he already used the full Shava Pruta, so that there was a kosher Kedushin. And that's why maybe the Mishnah is saying that anything that he sends afterwards is just a gift. So there, I did a kanafik mamonamine, since serious money is being transferred over here, so he made a mistake, and he thought that was a good kiddushava, pachot mishava pruta. The next case where he wanted one for half, ema yodea, adam yodea, shen kiddushitazu, pachot mishava pruta. Maybe I should say, look, everybody knows. That's not a kiddushin. And therefore, v'chikam mishadar suvlanut, adai to the kiddushin kamishadar. Maybe in that case I should assume that when he's sending these gifts subsequently, those gifts were actually meant to really be the Kedusha, because he knows that the first thing was no good. If it's going to tell me the first two cases, I would say, look, it may be the idea over there is, it's not as if people are that skilled at determining the difference between the value of a pruta or a little bit less than a pruta. And the guy may think, you know, to me this is, I didn't realize that you can get this for less than a pruta, and it's actually a dime a dozen. So maybe he thought it was a good kedusha, but certainly a cotton shikidei shakol yodim she'in kedusha cotton kolum. And therefore, when he grows up, that he definitely means to be sending this as kedusha kamashmalan, that in all cases, we always assume if a kedusha existed, then the man who made the kedusha is wrapped up in his own life, and in his mind, he has a kala. That's really what he thinks. So once the person has gone through the act of kedushin, to him, it's real. We see this happening all the time. I mean, people, you know, they'll decide that their goyish child is Jewish. And from that point on, it's like, it's really real. That's all I've decided. It's real. It's not like you have an opportunity now to be a guy that have a Jewish child. That type of thing. So yeah, I decided I have a kala. I'm going to get involved in that. You know, petty details, where the Sheva Pruta wasn't with the Sheva Pruta, I was growing up at the time, whatever. So therefore, people do not tend to fix the doubtful elements of their lives. What they tend to do is restructure reality and not do something about it. And so because of that, we assume that he's continuing to go like Mr. Magoo and just go right ahead. Now he's sending gifts to his non-existent kala. Okay. Itma. So now we have a question about savlonut that are sent some. A man sends gifts. So Rav Huna says, look, you know, choshishim savlonut. If somebody was talking to a woman about marriage, and he sends her gifts, he never made a kiddushin, but we see that he does send gifts. What's the deal over there? Says Rav Huna, well, we have to think that he's probably, his intent is, that this is the kiddushin. So if somebody now, she goes ahead and accepts kiddushin for somebody else, we're going to have to worry that she's mekudeshet to the first guy. And therefore she's going to require a get from the first guy before she can marry somebody else. V'chein amar Rava, choshishin l'savlonut, we need to be afraid that he means these gifts as kiddushin. Omar Rava, and Rava himself was the who basically now was discussing this issue with Abaye. He says, you know, I mean, I'm telling this over to you, but Mutvina Nashmaiti, you know, everybody asks about this. And he was expecting Abaye to get to understand the difference. He says, everybody asks on this. Doesn't it say in our Mishnah, Afa Pisha Shalach Savlanut Le'achar Mikan Enim Kudeshet? Doesn't it say in the Mishnah that we don't worry about the Savlanut? So how could Rav Huna come along and claim that we worry about gift? So Abaye said to him, what's the problem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about that he gave Kedushin initially, but the original Kedushin was no good. So the Mishnah says, Kediktani Taimashim, Machmat Kedushin Arishonim Shalach. Over there we understand why he gave these Savlanut. But what you're saying is, Rava, is that in a case where we don't know of any Kedushin that came before, they were just discussing marriage, that maybe this itself is the Kedushin. I mean, that's certainly possible, because here we don't have what to rely on, that he was sending it Machmata Kiddushin. Ikeni Amri, others say that actually Rabbah started just the opposite. Rabbah said, and I'll prove it to you, that if you just send gifts to a woman that you've been discussing marriage with, so Minal, I'll prove to you from our Mishnah, you got to worry about Kiddushin in that case, because the Mishnah says, that in a case where you had a Kiddushin beforehand, there you have a right to assume that the gifts were only given in the context of that original Kiddushin. So you see, Taima, Shemachmat Kiddushin, Rishonim Shalach. The only reason we don't need to worry about these gifts is because of that. So Hachlu with the toy, that's because over here he thinks he has a Kiddushin. But if it wouldn't be for that, Abba Alma, then indeed Abba Kiddushin, the Savlanud would be Kiddushin. To which, in this version, Abaya told Rabbah, no, that's not true. Maybe the Mishnah means Lomi Baika Alma. Maybe the Mishnah is saying, even in this case, in other words, not only in a normal case, where the person had not been talking about actual marriage, I'm sending this to the Kiddushin. They were discussing the possibility of getting married, but he didn't say, I'm actually going to go through with it today. So over there, maybe for sure you're not Chayesh the Kiddushin. But the Mishnah is coming to say, even where you had originally given Kiddushin, it wasn't a good Kiddushin, but obviously your intent was for Kiddushin, so when you send this out, there's more of a reason to think in that case there was Kiddushin. Even that case, we're going to say, no, nothing to worry about. Over there was definitely given for the first Kiddushin, not the way you're learning it. So the Mishnah is definitely not a riot. So afilu Echa, in this case, Ocha, the Nochi Sitar's Kiddushin, where I would have thought having Kiddushin, Kamash Malan, then nonetheless it's not Kiddushin. Now all of this way of my interpreting it is Rashi's approach. Tosis doesn't like Rashi's approach. And we're going to see now in this next piece very strongly what the issues are. But one thing that Tosis asks on Rashi is that if you recall we had earlier, if a guy was in the middle of a conversation with a woman and they're talking about marriage, how many kids you want, where would we live, and he takes out a ring now and gives it to her. So that is understood to be marriage. But it's only if they're in the middle of the conversation. Remember the Gemara says, if they start talking about something else in between, then not. So how can Rashi think that just because somebody had once spoken to a woman about Kiddushin, and now 3 months later she's getting a nice shipment of beautiful things? I mean, why would that be for Kiddushin? How can I think that? Therefore, Tosis understands that the meaning of the Gemara is Chashin LeKiddushin. We are concerned that there was a Kiddushin that we don't know about, because otherwise this is very not normal. Why are we sending these kind of gifts, which are normally done when a chassan actually is giving it after Kiddushin? Now that explains now two approaches to the coming sugya. My Havi Allah asks the Gemara, indeed, what's the bottom line? Omer of Papa, well, Ba'atra, the Mekachiva, other Mesable. Look, if it's the kind of town in which the norm is that people first give Kiddushin, and then they will send gifts. So then you have to worry. Then you have to worry what? Then you have to worry that there was Kedushin, and that these are the gifts of that Kedushin. That's what it means. But according to Rashi, the meaning is, since this guy obviously is a little bit of a schlup, so he didn't get around to giving Kedushin, so he sort of wants to do everything together. So since this is a place where I wouldn't give you a gift before Kedushin, so therefore it must mean that this gift is basically a glorified Kedushin, which I'm including the Kedushin with the gift. So there we have to be Chayshish. But if it's a place where Misablik, where people will generally give gifts and only then they give Kedushin, so then there's nothing to be Chayshish on. So nowadays, for instance, where a guy gives a woman a diamond ring for an engagement, there's no intention of creating Erisin. So we don't have to be chayshish that the diamond ring is for Kedushin, because everybody gives a diamond ring first, and then they'll make Kedushin. Why should I be chayshish for Kedushin? So memela, it all depends on the case. So Zagmar, I understand, this is a chiddush. If you first give Kedushin, and then you send the gifts, pshita, I mean, so obviously we've got a problem, right? Now, here's another issue between Rashi and Tosfos. What do you mean, obviously we've got a problem? Why? The guy is anyway doing things wrong, according to Rashi. We're all agreed that no Kedushin existed before. So now you're saying, well, but since people do it this way, so he's doing it that way. I mean, why is that so pushy? I mean, maybe the guy's an idiot anyway. Anyway, he's not doing things normally. The way Tosis is learning, the Pshita is very much more understandable. Pshita, I mean, why should we think somebody's being a nut? I mean, he probably had given Kedushin before. So do we have to be Chayesh for Kedushin and pre-existing Kedushin? Okay, but again, you see two approaches here. So says the Gemara, well, actually the case is Lo Tzricha, Deruba Mekachi V'Hada Mesabli, Umiyuta Mesabli V'Hada Mekachi. Actually, the case over here is where most people in town first give Kedushin, and then they go ahead and send gifts. And only a small percentage of people will send gifts and then give Kedushin. But there is such a percentage of people. Now, Ma'o De Tema, I might think, that Nechush L'miyuta. Now this is weird, because Nechush L'miyuta is the opposite. It means over here, I might think that we should rely on the fact that, well, I mean, there are people, after all, who would give gifts without Kedushin, so that's not called Nechush. Nechush means we should worry about. Says Tosfos, well, sometimes we use the word Chayshinan in the sense of we have to keep our mind open to the possibilities of, right? Still, everybody asks. There are those who change the girsa, by the way, because the girsa as is tough. But there are those who ask. There are those who ask, sometimes in their sleep, sometimes when they're awake, but they ask, why in the world would I think that a miut would be sufficient to remove the chashash? I mean, obviously, a rove always defines what we have to worry about. Now, I don't care if you explain the language. What's the concept? I mean, why would I... Always we go according to the rove, right?
Always something.
Huh?
That's
the definition of a rove, exactly. I mean, what are we saying there? In all cases. Right? So, the diyuk, the Brisker Rove makes a diyuk in the Lashon of the Rambam, in which he says it's clear that the idea over here of the chashash for Kedushin needs to be something that is strong enough, especially the way Rashi's learning, that is strong enough to tell us against the Gemara, what the Gemara normally says, which is, well, if you're not in the middle of discussing the Kedushin, why would I think? So I would have thought that in such a case, the very fact that there's even a miut is enough to say, I understand, you're going to create a Kedushin without an absolute indication that's been given that it's the same Kedushin? That, says the Gemara, is a big Kedushin for a papa, that the minag of the rove is sufficient to create a presumptive Kedushin. L'chumra. That's a big Kiddush. Okay? So if that's the case, so Enoch Inami, it's no longer Pshita. Since Mi'adamakach, it's Ma'adatema Nechush L'miyuta. And let's rely on that Mi'at. Kamashma, no, you can't rely on the Mi'at. And the robe is sufficient to even create the Kiddushin. Boimine Revacha Baravunami Rava. Let me ask you something else. Now, this is also very strongly Mashma like Tosis. Remember, that Tosis is learning the Sugya, that the fact that presents are being exchanged is an indication of the existence of Kedushin, where we don't know about the Kedushin, right? Well, the Bezdin is going to have to be Chayshish now, if she was Makaba Kedushin from somewhere else, to make sure that she gets a get from the other guy. That's what we're saying. So according to this, the Gemara's next question follows very reasonably because it's another indication that Kedushin has taken place even though we don't know about it. What's the case? So, boy, mine rabacha bravuna mi rava. How about if huchzak shtark tuva b'shuk mal? As we know, the creation of contracts is done in such a way that people know about it. And that's the whole point. Because we need for people to be aware of contracts in order to protect buyers where there's liens against properties. So now, people are discussing the fact that there's a registered contract. There was a ketuvah that was written between this guy and this woman, whom nobody even knows that he ever married, which is a little bit strange. So is the fact that there's a ketuvah, does that imply that there was a kedushin? Omar Leis, so Rava said, I don't understand your question. I understand. Just because there's a shtar of a ketuvah, why would that mean that she's an eshetish? Well, my havela, what's real? Something's going on here. Om Ravashi, what's going on is this. If it's a place where people will never write a ketuvah unless there's a kedushin, so then, enochinami, then you have a strong indication that something is fishy over here. You have to be chayshish for kedushin, like Tosfos in the previous case. But in a case where people will just have a shtar ketuvah written because they want to be prepared or whatever, so they'll write a shtar ketuvah, and then they give a kedushin, so then lo chayshina, says the Gemara. So then what's the chiddush? I mean, if you're telling me that the norm is that nobody writes a ketuvah unless there's kedushin, so then pshita, we have to be chayish. No, because it's talking about a case, lotzricha, doloshchiach safa. It's a small town in which you can't exactly walk into the local bookstore and get yourself a ketuvah. Okay, so it happened to be a sofer came into town. It's like these little towns. Sofer comes in, it cleans up by posting all the mezuzahs and everything, right? It's great. Everybody's, and this is enough money for his year. It takes one trip to the little town, and that's it. Exactly. I'm only here l'shem shamayim. So there's no sofer around. So the sofer comes to town. So now this may be an opportunistic ketuvah. So maybe, can we rely on an opportunistic ketuvah? So ma'adetema safra u'demitrami. And again, let's rely on that, not to have to be chayshish for kedushin. Kamash malan, that people generally follow established ways of doing things. And if it's looked at as abnormal to write a ketuvah for a woman that you haven't married, this guy is not going to go to a sofer to get an opportunity to have a ketuvah because of his plans. It's like that old, the beautiful Yellow Pages ad, such a nice ad, one of the nicest ads ever seen in Israel. It's talking about let your fingers do the walking, all in Hebrew, because it's very cute. So this guy is desperate. He's going through, you know, oh my God, I'm getting married on Thursday, I don't have a hole. Ah, okay, what's up, holes? Great, okay. Oh, I forgot I need a band. He goes through bands, gets the bands. Oh my gosh, a caterer. Finds the caterer all within seconds. He's got everything. Great, now all I need is the collar. Okay. So it looks like you're a little bit crazy to do that. So he's not going to do that. It's not established usage. Only in Israel, no. So we can't rely on that. No, so we don't chosesh to rely on it. We're going to have to assume that he did things normally and that indeed he had given the kedushin before. Okay, we're going to wait to start the next sugya because it opens up a whole new beautiful issue. And so we'll start nice and fresh on a Rosh Chodesh. That's at 8:25, Ezrat Hashem. And new sugya, new month, new life, new economy, new world, new milieu.
Yes,
you
we
never
can.
Know. Elo amra baye miho. Bekulam afa pisha amra. Bilibi aya lit kadesh lo afa pikin in a mekudesh. Va amai. Hoka amra bilibi aya. What do you mean? Dilma shane atam to keep in the atnes. Of course, lavko kamina to akralai latanoi, which was verbalized. Elo amra bekeh baravinu davi be Ravchista. Ravchista went and asked by Ravuna. Upashtua from our Mishnah. Omer l'shlucha aveli minachalona minad luskim. I mean, from Ila. Aveli minachalona minad luskim. Avei vilo afa pishem mar balabayit. No, lo eli bilibi alazir. Kivan she vilo mizeh balabayit mal vamai. Hoka amar loya bilibi. Elo la mishum damrin and dvorim shibalevin and dvorim. Why should we believe him? It's different. Dil mashani atam. Dil mifta nafshi mikorman ka'ati. Well, then he could always say, Maisi. No, lo avinish the mashri nafshi rishia. Okay, avilel the mayman iskarti. The Tanya Niskar Balabai Vel Niskar Shliach, the Mishliach Gemal. So you see from here, Tom Shabalai, Enam Dvorim. Ahu Gavad, the Zavnina Le Nechse, Adaita Le Mesik Lar Yisrael, and indeed Soli, but things didn't work out for him and he came back. Velo Yitarlai. Amar Rava, well, called the Solik is certainly Adaita Le Meda now. Velo Yitarlai. Ikidi Amri, on the contrary, Adaita Le Mesik Vah Solik Le. Ahu Gavad, the Zavnina Le Nechse, Adaita Le Mesik Lar Yisrael, but so not even Solik. Om Ravashi, so, Iboy Solik. He could tell me, what? Iboy lo Solik? Maybe now, he could be now that Yalit Unsebu Urcha. Home in the Shlucho, say the Kadeshli Isha Plonit, the Mokom Plonit. Vohalach the Kitcha, the Mokom Acher, and a Makadesh. But, Harei, the Mokom Plonit, the Kitcha, the Mokom Acher, is a Makadesh. But it's not Namigabe, Gitin, Om Retain Getzelish, the Mokom Plonit, the Mokom Acher, Possum. But, Harei, the Mokom Plonit, the Mokom Acher, Kasher, the Tzricha. That I would say that's b'mokam l'kurva ka'ati, so maybe b'hai atra rachamuli v'lom amalim ili alui, whereas b'hai atra sanuli amalim ili alui. Ava gabi gitin d'lurcho ka'ati hem alo ichpatle. V'yashmina gabi gerishin b'hai atra nechalei d'nivzei, b'hai atra lo nechalei. Ava gabi kidushin hem alo ichpatle, tzricha. Ha'mekadesh et ha'isha amanat she'en alel nidorim, v'nimtso alel nidorim, ena mekadesh. Kansastam and him saw the Nadorim Tetzeshla Bektuva. Amanat Shein Alea Mumin, when him Tuba Mumin and Mukadesh. Kansastam and him Tuba Mumin, Tetzeshla Bektuva. Shekola Mumina Posimako Anim Posimanashim. Vitzna Nabigabik Tuvot Ki Agavna. Haka Kidushin, it's Srikalaitana Kuvot out of Kidushin. Hatab Tuvot, it's Srikalaitana Kidushin out of Tuvot. המקדש תינשים משבר פרוטה או אישה אחת בפחות משבר פרוטה. אף על פי ששלח סבלנות לאחר מכאן, אין המקדשת. שמחמת קדושים ראשונים שלח. וכן קטן שקידש, and then he sent the סבלנות when he was older, doesn't help. וצריך את יש משבר פרוטה, ידיד כנפיק במונה מן היתוי. אף על פחות משבר פרוטה, אם האדם יודע שאין קדושת אז פחות משבר פרוטה. וכי כל משדר סבלנות, עדייתי לקדושי כל משדר. ויש מנהן את הרתה, I would say, משום דבין פרוטה, לפחות משבר פרוטה, people are not such פיקים, לא קיים ללינצ'ה. אבל קטן שכדי שהכו יודעים שאין קדושי קטן כלום, אם הכי כל משדר סבלנות, עדייתי לקדושי כל משדר, because now he's a big boy. כמה שמולן. Itmar, Ravun Arma Chachin Lesavlon, that Vechen Amar Rav Chachin Lesavlonut. Omar Rabu, Mutvina, not Shmaitin, Ava Pisha Shalach Savlonut, Liachar, Bikan Eina Mekudeshet. Omar Abaya Hatam Kirektani Taima. Shemachmat Kiddushim Arishonim Shalach, Ikari Amri Omar Rabu, Minoa Minala Kirektani Taima, Shemachmat Kiddushim Arishonim Shalach. So Hacha Huda Toy, Hobi Yama Abi Kiddushin, Vabaye, Lomi Boykama, Lomi Boybi Alma. Where even lo nachis the Torah kedushim klal, that's why we're not chayshish maybe. El afilo hachad the nachit the Torah kedushin. So you would think for sure the guy's trying to figure out a way to make it a kosher kedushin. Him avi kedushin. Kamash malan there was a diet to the kedushin rishayin. My avi alam rav papa ba'atu the mekadosh v'ad mazbalei chayshina. But mazbalei v'ad mekachi lo chayshina. Mekachi v'ad mazbalei pshita. Well, the tzricha, the ruba mekachi v'ad mazbalei miyuta mazbalei v'ad mekachi. Ma the tema nechus from Yehuda rely on that not to be cheshul kedushin. Come Ashmalan, boy minei ravacha b'ravun emirava. How about if hulzik shtark tuva b'shuk mao? Or my levachim yibnei shemach zikib shtark tuva b'shuk takzik b'keshet ish. My havi alam ravashi. Well, biatul mekachi v'ad katvi ketuva. There you have to be cheshina. But katvi v'ad mekachi lo cheshina. Mekachi v'ad katvi pshita. Lo tzricha lo shiach safra. Ma the tema safra di itrami. Come Ashmalan.